The Spirit of Noel, narrated and produced by Olivia James. I arrived at Noel coming through a stunningly beautiful park of 1,000 acres. On an idyllic winter's Monday morning, I had been assigned to create a sound installation for Noel during their time of repairs.
Calling it Noel in Flux for this year and next year. So that was in all our sort of publicity before people came here. So we wanted to make sure that people really knew when they, that by the time they got into the house, they knew to expect something a bit different to a sort of normal visit. And then the other option is obviously to shut this whole end of the house. And I think that's a bit of a missed opportunity. Let's put this in, which is a tunnel which allowed visitor access but also protected the collection from anything that might happen out there.
In a bid to peel back years of life in the building, the aim is to learn about how Noel was built and the intervention since its creation.
The 1864 inventory makes it easy for me because it's listed and I just have to marry up the right piece of furniture with the right entry. Okay. When you get into the earlier 18th century, and it's the same with the building here as well, where we've been doing this analysis on this east wing.
Right.
And we're looking at it, and we've always talked about it as a 17th century facade. And as soon as the building repairs, you know, the old surfaces are off, the archaeologists are on site. It's quite clear that 17th century windows are sitting under an 18th century window.
Right. Okay.
And so there's something happening at Noel in the 18th century.
And it's really fascinating, isn't it? Scaffolding. Every time you think you've got your story straight, they find something else, which kind of makes you question the whole sort of sequence of the building again. So it's... The plans came through sort of early last year, so it was quite a quick turnaround time because we opened in March, so it was sort of 6 weeks in which to kind of plan all the... when it became clear that they were going to work here, how we were going to do it. We wanted to test lots of different ways of interpreting things for people and telling them about and seeing what worked for people, what they hated, what they liked and all that sort of thing. So we used this area as a bit of a test. So what we did first of all was we covered everything up and we just had this sort of quite descriptive words about what was under here and things, and we tried that for a while. Then people were saying people wanted to see more pictures, so we introduced more pictures, and then we obviously had our room stewards in all the places talking to people as well.
So yeah, your primary exit is the lead stairs. Where wouldn't we go from here? Never go up a staircase because we're in a wooden building. You wouldn't want to be up there and stuck. You don't want to go down, although you could get out down there, but you don't know where you're going, and it's a myriad of rooms.
Let's go back down to the hall then.